This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 14th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Prices at the pump are squeezing many consumers, but a few small changes to federal transportation policy would reduce federal spending and may even lower prices at the pump. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Randall O'Toole comments.
Federal transportation funds mostly come out of gas taxes for surface transportation. That includes money for highways, but it also includes money for transit and bike paths and railroad museums and a whole variety of other transportation-related activities. And the first problem is that federal gas taxes are woefully misspent because Congress doesn't have an incentive to make sure they're spent on the right thing. So you have all this money coming in, about $40 billion a year, and they just throw it at whatever park barrel projects they like. And the second problem is that the gas taxes are not a good way of collecting money for roads in the first place. They were used back in the 50s because toll collections were so expensive. It was so expensive to have toll booths and toll collectors and so on. About half your money went into the collection costs, whereas only about 5% of the money from gas taxes going to the collection costs. Today we have electronic tolling, and it's so cheap that less than 10% of the money goes into collection costs, a little more than gas taxes, but not a lot. And so a lot of states are thinking of transitioning from gas taxes to tolls, not just for major highways, but for all roads, because it connects the users with the transportation providers a lot better. Today, when you fill up your gas tank at the pump, you pay a gas tax, but nobody knows whether you're driving on a county road or a city street or a state highway or, in some cases, a private road with that gas tax money. And so the gas tax money isn't necessarily distributed to the right place to cover where you're going.
Now, the basic economic argument here for tolls over some taxes is that you use it and you pay for it. And closely associating those two things creates its own efficiencies.
Well, it's more efficient if you use what you pay for. It creates the right incentives. It gives you an incentive to find the roads to drive on that are the best for you, that provide the best combination of safety and economy and speed. At the same time, it gives the road providers and the transportation providers an incentive to provide you with what you want. We have increasingly been diverting gas taxes into transit and other activities, which has forced cities to raise sales taxes and property taxes to pay for roads. So we've lost the connection between the users and the providers. The road providers know that they're going to collect sales taxes whether anybody drives at all. The transit agencies know that they're going to collect gas taxes whether anybody rides transit at all. So there's no incentive to provide transit where people want to use it. There's no incentive to build roads where people want to go. We need to fix those incentives so that we're no longer talking about building bridges to nowhere and rail lines that are so expensive that it would be cheaper to give every single rider a brand new car every year for the rest of their lives than it would be to pay for them to ride on the train lines.
So what should happen? If in the Randall O'Toole perfect world, what would happen to gas taxes and federal spending on federal and state gas taxes and federal and state spending on highways?
Well, in the ideal world, we would shut down most of the United States Department of Transportation, reduce the federal gas tax, which is about 18 cents a gallon, to zero, and let the states increase the gas tax if they need to make up the difference. Or let the states transition from gas taxes to other ways of funding. The states, in turn, could privatize their roads, and ideally, those private providers would then charge a fee to use their roads. And with electronic tolling, and more people are getting electronic toll cards, it would be possible to use a city street or a county road or a private road and all on the same card. The world is less than ideal. So I think the proposals we're looking at in Washington today range from an opt-out proposal where states can increase their gas tax by up to 18 cents a gallon And the federal government would, at the same time, reduce its gas tax in that state by that amount. And then the states would simply collect the taxes themselves and leave out the middleman. Another proposal is for the states to simply get the money that they put into the federal government back, but you still have that federal middleman, and that doesn't seem like likely to go very far. Right now, the push is simply to make better use of the money that the federal government is collecting, and that means don't divert more money to high-speed rail, don't divert more money to transit, and reduce the political manipulations that have been used on that money. In other words, still collect the 18 cents a gallon federal gas tax, but make a lot more efficient use of that money. And it's possible that we could do that for a few years, but the temptations are so great, I suspect that we would revert very quickly back to the old pork barrel system if we go that route. Congress is debating a transportation reauthorization law, which it has to do every 6 years. The last one was in 2005. They went way over budget in those days. They were spending far more money than they were taking in. So the current Congress is saying we're only going to spend what we take in, which reduces spending on highways and transit by about 30%. That's going to hurt at the state and local level. But really, only it means reducing transit budgets nationwide only by about 2.7%. It means reducing state highway budgets nationwide by only a few percent, because so much of the state money comes from state and local sources. So a lot of people are upset about it, but what we're really seeing is a devolution in this way of money and power from the federal government to the state government. So I think it's a great opportunity to improve transportation management.
Randall O'Toole is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and author of the new book, Gridlock. Get your copy at cato.org.